You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Kenrick Thomas. It's that time of the year again. The season has returned. Not the holiday season, but the flu season. Body aches, fevers, runny nose, and coughs. You can avoid all of that by simply getting a flu shot.
Everyone who can and is for whom it is indicated should get an influenza vaccine.
Carlette Peck, the health officer of the Martin County Health Department, believes the first step to staying safe is knowing what flu shots are available, such as the trivalent, which is most of the time two influenza A's and one influenza B's, and the quadrivalent, that has two influenza A's and two influenza B's. But Peck strongly recommends speaking with a doctor before choosing which flu shot to take.
Should be a discussion with the physician, which one is the best one for the patient, because as you know, there are quite a few options.
The nasal spray vaccine will protect against four flu viruses this season, which are H1N1, H3N2, and two influenza B viruses. It's also easier for those who fare needles, like for kids.
The inhalational nasal vaccine for children is much easier to give to children, and it produces a very nice immunity in the child, and it doesn't involve giving a shot.
According to the CDC, adults age 50 years or older, children under the age of 2, and people with asthma should not be vaccinated with the nasal spray. Arlise Hall from the St. Lucie County Health Department talks about the age groups that are mostly affected when not getting a flu shot.
Normally, children younger than 5, but especially children younger than 2 years old. And, of course, your adult 65 years of age and older.
Hall says not getting a flu shot can have consequences beyond getting sick.
The CDC has some statistics, and they have estimated that from 1976 and during the 1977 season, and then to the 2006-2007 flu season, they said that the flu-associated deaths ranged from a low of about 3,000 to a high of probably about 49,000 people. Now, they found that 90% of those that were 65 years and older had more deaths.
One of the reasons why people don't get a flu shot is because they think they can get sick. Hall shares her experience.
I got sick myself years ago, and I just stopped taking the flu shot. And about 2 years ago, I was sick, and I went to a walk-in clinic. They did my blood test, and he said that my white blood cells were down, and he said, "You got the flu." And from then on, I have been taking the flu shot.
Maggie Krillman, Community Wellness Coordinator for the Visiting Nurse Association, or VNA, tells us that when people feel a reaction after getting a flu shot, that's a sign it's working.
It's reacting to the antigen, the active virus. Your body is actually building its own protection, which is the antibodies.
Krillman explains what she tells people who don't want to get a flu shot.
Those first 48 hours that you're exposed to the flu, you don't necessarily know you have it. And you can expose a lot of other people. And I get a flu shot to keep my grandson healthy, my 87-year-old mother healthy.
The right amount of information about different flu shots and a good understanding of the consequences of not getting that shot could keep you and others in good health. For more information about the flu season, contact your county health department. We'll have a link on our website at wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.